Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. We broadcast, as you know, every Friday at high noon, Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we have about 30 minutes. We've been doing this broadcast for the past number of years, and it's a worldwide blog talk radio. What it is, it's on the net. So it's worldwide at this particular time. So it's 12 noon where I am right now on the East Coast. And my friends and associates and other people on the West Coast tuned in at 9 o'clock this morning. And different parts of the world, people are listening to the show. I don't have really time to even do this show. However, I've been doing it for years. And I want to be able to give you highlights on how to be really healthy. And I just want to tell you something that a real good friend of mine, a Japanese doctor who I met years ago in Tokyo at a convention, and Dr. Hiromi Shinya, actually invented colonoscopy. He's the fellow that actually invented colonoscopy. And the thing is that we had an affinity, because when we first met at some convention somewhere, turns out that we were both born in 1935. Shinya died last year. I'm still going. Anyhow, he was a wonderful, wonderful fellow. I'll tell you about him when we have more time. Let's just give it to me. I'm going to give you some highlights because we have 30 minutes. And as I said before, I don't have the time to really even do this particular show. But I'm going to give you the latest development that you need to know now for sure. Okay, and the thing is that I'm going to get back to that, and it's to your metabolism. Do you know what metabolism is, right? It's the functions and working of all the cells and organs and enzyme systems and everything of the human body, and it's called the metabolizer. So there's four types of metabolism. So we'll come back to that in a minute. So one more time, let me just come back to tell you that as you know, my name is Dr. Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, the number to call in every Friday. If you're on the East Coast, you know the difference, right? So East Coast, you have a few hours before noon. First, you got to get up and make sure you're there early and call in. So here's the number to call to be able to get to hear, to listen to the show, okay? And that number is 213 area 943-3434. 213-943-3434. Let me just tell you, if you really want to be healthy, like, number one, Shinya, he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. I mean, the man was a genius. He died last year. And it's like a close relative of mine passed on. You know, we all can't live forever, even though I love life and I want to live for as long as I want to live forever. I really do. If people want to listen to me, fine. If they don't want to listen to me, they can, you know, go out and buy a cemetery plot. I don't have one because I'm not going to be there. And you think I'm making a joke and so forth and so on? I'm not. I'm actually, you know, right now my skin is starting to look too aged. I got to do something about that. But beside that, my stamina and what I can do and how much what I can do and so forth and so on. So let me just tell you a couple of highlights that you need to know. First of all, the people that that we have to look out for are, first of all, we don't have to talk about cigarette smoking. If you smoke cigarettes, and, you know, excuse me, but you're an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry. You want to get angry? Get angry. I don't really care. I'm trying to tell you, if you really want to get the most out of life, if you really want to live, you don't smoke cigarettes. Let me tell you something else. That the, beside the dangers of cigarette smoking and everything like that, is if you really want to be healthy, as I do, and I'm a lot older than all of you, and the thing is, and I'll tell you that in a couple of minutes, maybe I'll tell you, but I want to just tell you that you can't, on a par, equally on a par with cigarette smoking, the dangers to that. Also, is Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Brown, all the dark-colored sodas. How did they get the dark color? They add what's called phosphoric acid to make the color. Phosphoric acid makes the dark color in those sodas. And what does it do? It actually takes minerals out of the bones. The increase in ankle fractures, knee fractures, hip fractures, especially in women, is because of the fact that they drink more dark-colored sodas, I think, than the males do overall, an overall population data. However, I want to live forever. I love life. I love everything. I love every moment of what I can be able to glean out. I was born into a wonderful family, fantastic family, the Nakami family, N-A-C-H-A-M-I-E, mostly doctors, pharmacists, lawyers, so forth and so on. So beside all of that, my dear parents were fantastic, and my brother Stu was also incredible. Anyhow, this is not about my family. This is a show about how, if you really want to be healthy and live longer, then you want to do it. So let me just go back and tell you a couple of things that, if I can remember what I want to talk about. Here's the thing. This was 1929. Whoever was diabetic, up to the year 1929, whoever was diabetic was put out into a ward in the hospitals and made comfortable because they were going to die. There was nothing you can do for them. But Eli Lilly, who was a pharmacist and also developed at Lilly Laboratories, and he was able to develop synthetic insulin. So, you know, diabetics need insulin. The body produces insulin. But if the body doesn't produce enough, you're going to die. You'll become diabetic. You could take medication for a number of years, whatever it may be. Some live longer, some don't. But the thing is that Eli Lilly developed synthetic insulin. What does that mean, synthetic insulin? It does the same thing as insulin, but he developed it into a synthetic insulin. So people after 1929? Yeah, I think it's 1929. From that moment on, people with diabetes were able to take insulin injections and insulin orally, different ways to be able to live longer, healthier, and stay okay. That's with diabetes. And, you know, we know also about the most important thing is, folks, we're going to talk more about a couple of other things, but the most important thing in the human body is water, drinking water. The body, the cells of the body are bathed in water, okay? And the thing is that we need to drink pure water. So if you drink bottled water, it's not pure water, and there's all kinds of problems with it. So we don't have the time in today's show. We got off to a late start, but I want to tell you that there's a company that I found out about maybe 25, 30 years ago, which is called Kangen. It's a Japanese word, K-A-N-G-E-N, and it's a Japanese word, as I said, but translated is to healthy water. The translation is into different things, but basically, if you really want to be healthy like I do, and if you want to get the most out of life and even live forever if you can, then you need to drink pure water, which is Kangen water. And I don't have the time in this show to go over that in too much detail, but I'll tell you that it was developed maybe 35 years ago to be able to take pure water, to run it through a type of small little machine, which actually restructures the molecule, and it makes it into a pure metabolism, adds to your metabolism of your body. So you're drinking pure water. When the world was created, when God created the world, whoever, there's a million and one gods all over the world. Every different religious sect has a different god. Okay, and I don't mean to laugh at that, but I will laugh at it because I think it's a joke. But that's beside the point. Okay. The thing is this, that we as humans, we evolved into what we are. And there's different things that, as humans, Eli Lilly, he developed a synthetic insulin, so diabetics were able to live out their lives, which was fantastic. And other people came along and did other things, too, as far as to be able to get people to be healthy. The bottom line is that the human body is like 85% water. So the thing, and the cells of the body are bathed in water. So I want to live forever if I can. And when I found out about that Kangen water machine, which is manufactured in Japan, and Dr. Shinya and I had become very, Shinya invented colonoscopy. And I met him by a fluke at a convention in Tokyo a number of years ago. And on the same year, 1935. And Shinya died last year. And I think it was last year when he died. And maybe, so that makes me 87, 88, going on 88. Holy mackerel. Well, and I'm doing now a whole huge program that has to do with the entire country. Could be the world if people want it. But I'm American, and I want to be able to help fellow Americans be able to live out their lives and not be sick and spend 30 years of the rest of your life in a wheelchair with a breathing apparatus or things of that sort. So there are ways to do it. First, you have to drink pure water. You need to drink Kangen water. The Kangen water, you can take regular water in a sink. It runs through this machine, small machine that sits on kitchen counter. It can actually restructure that water molecule into pure water. It's a pure water. We don't have the time to go over it today, folks, in today's show, because I got off to a late start and things that I want to make sure that you understand, that the first thing we need to do to be able to live your life healthy and live longer, and as time goes on, we can maybe live longer and longer and longer. I mean, I want to be able to live with 300, 400, 500 years. I mean, then you're first getting started. But if you're only going to live to be 65, 75, you know, you're like a little babe in the woods, like a little kid in short pants. No, the fact is that we're going to be able to live longer if we defeat certain things and don't, you know, stop doing the bad things. I mean, cigarette smoking, forget about it. I don't even go in the same room. If people are smoking, I'll go out of the room. I'm not gonna do that to myself to breathe that stuff. People are crazy. I love life and I want to live. I really do want to live forever. And I love to dance and I'm a great dancer. And people come over to me and I'm in my 80s. I mean, I don't look decrepit. I still look pretty good. If you want to come down to it, I have a whatever. So the thing is this, that if you love life and you want to also protect your family and be able to enjoy your family and your loved ones longer, live longer, then you want to be able to listen to what I'm telling you about. Okay, so I'm going to give you a phone number one time only. You can call and leave a name and number, and that's time to call you back. And that my direct cell phone is 863. 863-509-9059. Just leave a name and number slowly and clearly. Give me about a few days to get back to you. And then whatever question you have, just jot it down and hold on to it. When you get me on the phone, then we'll talk about it, okay? And by the way, when we broadcast on the blog radio, it's worldwide radio. And there's different time zones. My program now that we're doing 12 noon in New York City today. And if we were over in California, my cousin Billy Rich, R-I-C-H, Billy was a dentist, and he's just hanging out these days with his wife and dog. We're just relaxing, but I got him to drink Kangen water a long time ago. So, and he's out there in, not Santa Barbara, but near Santa Barbara. Anyhow, so moving right along, let me just say that there are four types of metabolism, poor, rapid, ultra rapid, and normal. So what is metabolism? It's the workings of the body, of everything in the body, the cells, the organs, the glands, the enzymes, and all of that is working together in order to be able to make the individual get as much energy as possible. Like I have unending energy most times, most days, feel good, and I have three beautiful daughters. These days people are spread out all over. One is in Hollywood, Florida. My daughter Jen is in Ocala, Florida. My daughter Missy, Melissa, is in I forgot where she is. I'll come back to that in a minute. And then my other daughter will come back to that also. Because the only little problem I have is sometimes my memory is that you have to I don't take any kind of memory pills, and I don't smoke cigarettes or anything. And by the way, I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. Folks, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I went to all those schools. I earned all those degrees, and I also served over 10 years in the United States Air Force. Well, the day I graduated high school, I was 1953. And the day I graduated, there was a big celebration coming up that night, and by the time the celebration came up, I announced to the whole family. My mother, father, brothers, I didn't have any sisters, but a sister-in-law and so forth and all. I announced to everybody that I had just enlisted in the United States Air Force. This afternoon, the same day I graduated high school, I enlisted in the United States Air Force. And I'm going to basic training I forgot where it is, it was in Texas. And all of that led into an Air Force career, and also when I worked with my dad had a pharmacy, which I literally grew up in that drugstore, and he taught me how to compound prescriptions and measure dosages and things like that when I was about 10 years old. By the time I got to pharmacy school, I was showing the instructors what to do. Anyhow, I love to do these shows and talk to you all. I have Felix, is it? Good friend of mine, Felix, he's in South Africa. He's been living there for, probably 100 years. And Felix listens to this show religiously. And it's about 30, I'm not sure how many, it's a day or 2 days away from where he is listening to this show on the blog show, which is my time now. And his time over there. So as could say, great to know that you're a staunch listener and a promoter of the fact of Dr. Barton, me, that I know what I'm talking about, and that and we're born into a wonderful, beautiful world, and we all have to work to make sure it stays that way, and anybody that wants to create ill will, people like Hitler and all of the horrible creatures need to be stopped before they ever get anywhere. So, folks, we're sort of today running into a little bit of a time problem. Let me see if I left it. Let me get back to metabolism for a minute, just so you'll know. There's 3 types of metabolism, and I want to tell you that in order to have what is metabolism, it's the functioning and working of the body. And we can talk more about that. But let me just tell you that in order to understand it, this metabolism is poor metabolism, poor, rapid, ultra-rapid, and normal. So there's basically 4 types of metabolism. And people that have a poor metabolism have an increased risk of drug events, like taking medical different prescriptions can also influence the metabolism of the body and create problems such as heart attack and stroke and things of that sort. So the thing is, we want to be able to know that if a person is a poor metabolizer or even an intermediate metabolizer may not be able to metabolize certain foods as effectively as a normal metabolizer. So the first thing you need to do is find out about the water that you're drinking. So remember, I'm going to give you the number one more time. Usually you give it only one time, but it's 863-509-9059. And we're going to have to sign off today and tune in next Friday at the same time, 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And as you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon, 12 noon, and back home in Miami to all my good friends that are hanging out listening to the show. They may be in a bar, they may be on a horse, they may be swimming, they may be laying in the sun, wherever it may be in South Florida, which is God's country. And the thing is that to all my good, dear, devoted friends, just remember, no cigarettes, period. If you smoke cigarettes, please don't come in wherever I am, don't walk into the door, please. Because then if you come in, I'll have to leave and walk out. And I don't want to be like that, but I want to live as long as I can, and I don't want to be anywhere near a cigarette. So, folks, remember, tune in next week. The number to tune in to listen to the show is 213-943-3434. 213-43-3434. And again, to all you folks, we have a lot to do now in this world that we live in, because there's problems with regard to not only government problems, things of that sort, thought with ourselves, with number one, with the water that we drink and the foods we eat and what we bring into our bodies and the environment in which we live. So if you're in a pool hall shooting billiards, which I like to do, I mean, I wear the mask even before the mask came out. I was wearing a mask if I went to shoot pool with somebody, and which they have nice places also, not just broken down ballrooms. So just remember, folks, to listening to the show, it's every Friday at noontime. If you're on the West Coast or in the Western Hemisphere, because our program is broadcast worldwide, blog radio is worldwide. It's not just in this country or that country or whatever it may be. So if you're on the West Coast or Western Hemisphere, the number to call in is 213-943-3434. And it's every Friday, Coast, it's 9 a.m. East Coast, 12 noon. And it's a 30-minute show. So I'm sorry that we were a little bit mixed up today's shows, but I'm going to be more specific and give you more information on next week. So tune in, folks, and God bless you all. Adios.